Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Bikurim. Today we're learning parak Aleph Mishnah Hey and parak Aleph Mishnah Vav. In the previous Mishnah, parak Aleph Mishnah Dalet, the Mishnah discussed various halachos of a ger and some differences between a ger and other members of Klal Yisrael when it comes to number one, Bikurim, and number two, when it comes to Tefillah. Perek Aleph Mishnah Hay is now going to discuss the child of Gerim with regard to a different halacha, namely the Isser to marry a Kohen, typically based in the Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth parak of Maseches Kiddushin. A Kohen is not allowed to marry a Ger. The Mishnah here is going to discuss whether a daughter of converts is included in this Isser, in this prohibition. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Isha bas gerim lo tinase lekehuna. A woman who is the daughter of converts, or the daughter of people who descended from converts, may not marry a kohen ad shetehi ima miyisrael, unless her mother or father, unless one of her parents is an ordinary Jew, someone with unbroken lineage. A daughter is included in this iser, is included in this prohibition. Continuing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov explains further, Echad Gerim v'Echad Avodim Mishuchrarim, regarding both Gerim, regarding both converts and freed slaves. Freed slaves also, when an Eved Kenani is slave, when a Canaanite, quote-unquote, slave, is acquired by a Jew, he has to undergo a partial conversion, he must have a bris milah, and he must go into a mikvah, because he becomes obligated to observe some of the mitzvos that are time-bound, the mitzvos hasesh Mangrama, and then upon being freed, he must complete his conversion by immersing in a mikvah again, because he then becomes obligated to keep all of the mitzvos. A freed Eved Kenani, therefore, has the same status as a ger. Therefore, if the slave is female, she's forbidden to marry a Kohen. So says the Mishnah regarding both converts and freed and Eved Kenani. Va'afilu ad asara doros, even up to 10 generations have passed since they were converted or freed. At the end of the day, each of their descendants has the status of a convert with respect to this Isser against marrying a Kohen. Ad shetehe iman miyisrael, unless the descendant's mother or father becomes an ordinary Jew, someone of unbroken, again, Jewish lineage and heritage. When someone converts to Judaism, or when an Eved Kenani is freed, and he marries another convert, in other words, they transmit the status of convert to their children, who in turn transmit it to their children, and so on. However, this continues until someone along the line, whether it's a male or a female, marries a regular Jew, and then the children of this marriage do not have the status of a convert, and their daughter is therefore permitted to marry a Kohen once that happens. The Mishnah now is going to return to our list, begun in the previous Mishnah, of people who bring Bikurim but do not recite the Bikurim Psukim from Parshas Kisavo. Number one, Ha'apotrop is a guardian of orphans who want to bring the orphans Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. V'hashaliach, and a messenger who was appointed by a landowner to bring his Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. V'ha'eved, a freed Eved Kenani who has Bikurim, the Krum on his own land. V'ha'isha, a woman who has Bikurim, the Krum on her own land. V'tumtum, v'andrigonus, a tumtum and an andrigonus, those are people, a tumtum is a person whose private parts are covered by this, whatever it is, by something, where it's like a thick membrane. It's unclear whether the person is a male or a female. An androgynous is someone who has both male and female organs and private parts. So in both of these cases as well, in all of these cases, Mevi'in v'lo korin, all of these individuals bring Bikurim, but they do not recite the Psukim from Parshas Kisavo, She'inon yecholun lomar asher nasata li Hashem, because they cannot say the words from Parshas Kisavo that I, Hashem, have brought the first fruit of the land, that the individual, have brought the first fruit of the land that you have given me, Hashem. Right, the apotropis can't say this, and the shliach can't say this, that you have given me, because he's bringing Bikurim from land that is not his. The apotropis is bringing for the orphans, the shliach is bringing from the landowner, and therefore they can't say that you gave me this land, because the land doesn't belong to them. The freed slave, the woman, the tumtum, and the androgynous cannot say these words either, because when Eretz Yisrael was originally divided, it up, it was not given to them and these types of individuals, and therefore they cannot say the psukim for Parshas Kisavo, but certainly the obligation of Bikurim still stands. Continuing now with Parak Aleph, Mishnah Vav, as we give three more situations in which Bikurim are brought, but the Psukim from Parshas Kisavo are not recited, are not said with the Bikurim. Number one, Hakona Shnei Ilanos Pesok Shel Chavero. If someone buys two fruit trees that are in the property of another person, and it wasn't specified when the sale took place, whether the acquisition of the fruit trees included the land on which the trees grew. If he has the land, then he's obligated in Bikurim. If he doesn't have land, then he's not obligated in Bikurim. So the question is, what does he do in this situation? So we said, maybe ve'eno kore. The halacha is that the buyer brings Bikurim from the fruit of these trees, but he does not recite the psukim from Parshas Kisavo. According to this Tana, it is unclear whether the buyer acquired the land under the trees or not, and since we do not know whether he owns this land, his obligation to bring Bikurim from the fruit of these trees is also in doubt. And therefore, he's going to bring the Bikurim, but he's not going to actually recite the Psukim. However, Rabbi Meir says, maybe the Kare no, that he brings the Bikurim and he recites the Psukim. According to Rabbi Meir, when two or more trees are sold, it is clear, it is certain that the sale includes the land, even if the land was not specified, was not mentioned. And therefore, the buyer is obligated not only to bring the Bikurim, but to recite the Psukim as well. That was case number one. Now case number two. Yavesh Hamayan. If someone owns a tree that received its water from a spring, but the spring has since dried up, leaving the tree unable to produce fruit. Niktas Ha'ilan. Or if it's a situation where the tree itself was cut down, but there are still fruits on the tree. So what's the halacha? Mevi Ve'eno Kore. Says the Mishnah, he brings the Bikurim from fruit that had already begun to grow on the tree, but he does not recite the psukim. When a tree becomes unable to bear fruit, it is as though the land itself has been destroyed and lost. The Bikurim Psukim must therefore not be said, because it includes the word, the land that you have given me. And if it's a situation where it's no longer producing fruit, where the water from the spring that's nourishing it has dried up, or a situation where the tree was cut, so in both of those situations, there's no land that it's connected to, there's no land that's being sustained, that's nourishing it, and therefore the obligation of reciting the Psukim can't be said, but the Bikurim must still be brought. Rabbi Huda Omer, but Rabbi Huda says, maybe the Kore. No, he has to bring Bikurim and he has to recite the Psukim, because despite the state of the tree, the land still exists, it's still there, and therefore the obligation not only to bring the Bikurim exists, but the obligation to recite the Psukim exists as well. In both of these cases, we pass in like the first opinion, not like the second opinion, so you would bring the Bikurim without reciting the Psukim. The third and final case of our Mishnah, where again we're going to say that you bring the Bikurim but don't actually recite the Psukim. Me'ataras ve'adachag mevi v'kore, from Shavuos until Sukkos, one brings the Bikurim and recites the Psukim from Parshas Kisavo. But min hachag v'ad Chanukah mevi ve'eno kore. But from Sukkos until Chanukah, one brings the Bikurim, but does not recite the Psukim. The Torah at the end of the day states regarding Bikurim, v'samachta bechol hatov asher nosam lecha Hashem elokecha, and you shall be happy in all the good that Hashem your God has given you. And it teaches us that the Bikurim passage is to be recited only during the time of year when people are besimcha, when people are happy over their harvest, and this really happens from Shavuos, which is the beginning of the harvest season, until Sukkos. And therefore, until that point in time, you would bring the Bikurim and recite the Psukim, but from Minachag v'ad Chanukah, maybe v'ad Okore, but from Sukkos until Chanukah, you would bring the Bikurim, but at that point you would no longer recite the Psukim. Rabbi Huda ben Beseira disagrees and says, no, maybe v'akari, even between Sukkos and Chanukah, he would still bring the Bikurim and recite the Psukim. But once again, we pass on the first opinion, namely, from Sukkos until Chanukah, you would bring the Bikurim, but you would not recite the Psukim along with them. Quick review. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, discuss the Kedi Halacha of the daughters of Gerim. Are they included in the prohibition of marrying Kohanim? And we said absolutely, that a woman who's a daughter of converts or the daughter of people who were descended from converts may not be married to a Kohen until one of their descendants, until one of their descendants become married to an ordinary Jew. The same is true when it comes to Gerim. The same is true when it comes to a freed Eved Kenani. It goes generation after generation until one of their descendants ultimately marries a regular Jew, and then their children children are no longer considered to have this status of being converts, and therefore they would be able to marry a Kohen. And the Mishnah concluded with additional people who would bring the Bikurim but not recite the Pesukim, going along with them, the Apotropos, the Shliach, the Eved, the woman, the Tumtum, and the Androgynous. The Apotropos and the Shliach can't say the Pesukim, because at the end of the day, the land doesn't belong to them. They can't say Nasatali, the land that was given to me. And the Eved, the Isha, the Tumtum, and the Androgynous can't say it, because they weren't included in those that initially got divided up land and areas of land when it was divided up. So they also can't say that the land was given to me. And then Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav discussed the three cases in which Bikurim are also brought, but the Psukim are not recited. The case number one was where a person buys two fruit trees that are in the property of another person, and it's unclear, does the land belong to him or not, or is it just the fruits, the actual trees that belong to him or not. So in that case, we said that the buyer has to bring Bikurim from the fruit trees, but he does not recite the Psukim, because it's unclear whether he actually owns the trees. And again, we paskin now, even Rabbi Meir disagrees and says that you would also recite the Psukim. The second case is where a tree that received its water from a spring that had but the spring dried up. So we said there as well, or a case where the tree was cut and is no longer receiving nourishment from the ground there as well, he's going to bring the Bikurim, the fruits are still on the tree, but he would not recite the Psukim, because at the end of the day, they're no longer getting nourished from land, they're no longer really connected to land in a meaningful way. Again, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, but we don't pask in that way, and we assume that you would bring the Bikurim, but you would not recite the Psukim from Parshas Kisavo. And the final case discussed is when the Bikurim are brought, like we said previously, from Shavuos until Sukkot. At that point, you would bring the Bikurim and recite the Psukim from Parshas Kisavo, but from Sukkot until Chanukah, when there's no longer the Ikur, the main time when people rejoice over the harvest, at that point you would bring Bikurim, but not recite the Psukim that are said in Parshas Kisavo with the Bikurim. Again, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseder disagrees, but we pause connect the first Tana, the first opinion, namely that from Sukkot until Chanukah, you would bring the Bikurim, but you would not recite the Psukim along with them. Have a great day.